The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. So whatever you ask of my Father in my name may be given you. This is my command to you. Love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus tells us to love one another. Jesus doesn't tell us only those who come to Mass, only those who are our friends, only those we agree with. Jesus says, love one another. That's everybody. I know there are times that there are people in the world that we may not care for. There might be political disagreements or other sorts of things. And you're going, you know, yeah, no, I don't think so. But Jesus doesn't say, only love those who love you. Remember, he said, Pharisees do that. You've got to love everybody. And this can be hard, especially. You know, there might be somebody in your family, maybe that uncle or that aunt or child, I don't know, and they just rub you the wrong way, maybe? Is that possible that there are people out there in our lives that kind of really irritate us just a little bit? Well, I have the answer to take care of that. Here's what you can do. Think of these people, and when you pray, pray for them. And some of you are going, now, wait a minute. You know, this, you're asking a lot from me. You know, these are the people that I can't stand, and you want me to pray for them? Well, yes. And if you can't pray for them today, ask God and go, God, grant me the grace, and you might have to do it a couple of times, and the grace to pray for this person. And eventually, believe it or not, you'll be able to pray for them. It may seem hard, it may seem difficult, but we're to love one another, like I said, not just our friends, not just those who come to Mass, but everybody. Everybody in our lives, all those we see. So if you're having trouble with one or two or 30 or 100 people, whatever it may be, every time you pray and say, Lord, I'm having trouble with this person or that person. Help me to pray for them. Help me to understand them. Help me to care for them. And if you do this enough, you may find that one day you're going to get up in the morning and you'll start your prayers, and there will be that person, and you'll just pray for them. And you go, Wait a minute. What happened here? I don't understand this. I was able to pray for this person who really kind of in the past irked me. But today, I prayed for them. Maybe tomorrow you will too. You may not love them yet, but God may grant you the grace to pray for this person and to see them as God sees all of us, his own and blessed children.